This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. In this country, 3 of every 5 boys get circumcised, many for religious reasons. One father in Oregon who converted to Judaism is trying to have his son circumcised, but the boy is 12 years old, and his mother objects. Today, Oregon Supreme Court hears arguments about the case. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Circumcision goes way back in Judaism.
It is the oldest Jewish custom that we're aware of.
Rabbi Daniel Isaac leads Congregation Neva Shalom in Portland.
At various points in Jewish history, there have been tyrants who tried to separate Jews from Judaism. One of the first things they did was to outlaw circumcision.
Isaac says that's why he and other rabbis are paying close attention to a custody dispute before the Oregon Supreme Court. Here are the basic facts. James Bolt and his wife Leah Bolt have a 12-year-old son. James Bolt, who has full custody of the boy, converted to Judaism in 2004. And he wants his son to be Jewish, too, and believes the boy needs to be circumcised. But the boy's mother is Russian Orthodox, and she objects strenuously. Rabbi Isaac, who supports the father's side, says not all Jews agree, but he believes, under Jewish tradition, the faith is passed from mother to child. So Isaac says if the boy's mother was Jewish, it wouldn't matter if he was circumcised or not.
But a child whose parents, when the child was born, was not Jewish, then the circumcision becomes one of the steps in the conversion process.
A process Leah Bolt is fighting with the help of the Seattle-based group Doctors Opposing Circumcision. John Geisiker, the group's director, says circumcision at any age is medically unnecessary and cruel.
It's too horrific. The benefit isn't there. And plus, it changes the mechanics of sexual intercourse, a fact of life that he's entitled to when he's an adult.
Geisiker says, like all procedures, circumcision comes with medical risks. And that's why he goes on to argue that the father in this case has no right to circumcise his 12-year-old boy and is violating his son's civil rights.
See, we don't view this as a dispute between the parents. We view it as a case about the rights of a child to be free from any kind of imaginary cultural surgeries inflicted by the parents for whatever reason, however spiritually and deeply held.
And that's what's got Jewish advocacy groups nervous about this case. Mark Stern with the American Jewish Congress says denying James Bolt the right to circumcise his son would violate his religious freedom. Stern says because this is the first appeals court to decide this issue, the precedent it would set could kick off a spate of lawsuits over circumcision across the country.
The worst case scenario is that the Oregon Supreme Court says this inflicts a permanent change on the body of a child. It's therefore beyond the ken of any parent, divorced or not, to consent to such a procedure. And if we lose, it's a sure thing that there will be other lawsuits in other states.
But University of Oregon constitutional law professor Garrett Epps believes the Oregon Supreme Court will base its decision more on family law than deeper constitutional issues. And he doesn't think the case will go beyond the state border.
You know, it's going to be decided by the Oregon Supreme Court. The only appeal from there would be the United States Supreme Court. I don't see the Supreme Court getting involved in this. So to the extent that any kind of precedent would be set, it would be in the state only.
And anyway, Epps says, this court would hesitate to get into battles over religion in custody disputes. No matter what the legal precedent, Rabbi Daniel Isaac says he's more concerned about the boy at the center of this case. James and Leah Bolt declined to be interviewed, but in court briefs, James Bolt said his son wants a circumcision. However, the mother said the son told her he didn't want the procedure. He's just afraid of contradicting his father. Rabbi Isaac wishes the couple could just work out a compromise.
It's difficult when you have parents that are divorced and probably arguing not just about this, but about everything. But I would be hesitant for Judaism to become yet another issue between the parents.
Circumcision opponents are asking the Oregon Supreme Court to look to a trial court case last year in Chicago. A divorced mother wanted her son circumcised, but the father did not. The judge in that case did not rule on the religious issues. Instead, he blocked the circumcision until the boy turned 18 and could decide for himself. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland.